25th year.
Make the day work for you. It is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It is. It's a good day.
There you go.
This is the way for you to check into what's going on in the world here on the Good Day program. News nuggets. I like that term. I've heard that used, frankly. Oftentimes we hear things that we like. We keep them.
Little bits and pieces of things you need to know.
Pieces today. It's very good. Yes, I like that, Richie. Later in the hour, we're going to meet a gentleman who's created something that we all have, well, I shouldn't say we all, but many of us who like to drink wholesome, we're drinking food. When you're drinking fruit juices or things like that, there is food. There is food value. Just because you don't pick it up and put it in your mouth like a piece of potato or a grape or something like that doesn't mean that if it's a juice, it isn't food. It is food. And so there's a great new way our friend, the super guru, Phil Lempert, is all about taste. Whenever he talks to people, it's always about the taste of the food. It has to be good for you and taste good. If it's good for you, rah, rah, so much the better. But if it doesn't taste good, people aren't going to drink it or not going to eat it. That's just the way it is. So in order for things to work that are good for you, if somebody's going to get into that consumer business of creating juices or food that is good, and that means good for you, it means to taste good as well. There are two ways to use the term good here. It has to be good for you, but it also has to taste good, or nobody is going to consume it. Anyway, a great story about how these juices are made coming up. In the meantime, back to Droneville.
Drone. The eye in the sky.
Okay.
Your friend.
How many of you are ready for these drones? There are drones everywhere. Mesa County, Colorado, this weekend.
Yeah.
Police department was ready with its flight team, strapped a thermal camera to a Dragonflyer X6 drone.
Oh, I have to look at that. That sounds cool.
They flew it above a burning building. Police and fire identified hot spots in the structure, traced the direction when the fire was spreading, and were able to put it out. Good. Sounds good, right?
Right. Good use of technology.
They have used, well, apparently they have, there are these examples where they are being used well. There are some people in NASA that are using these drones to go into storms because the crafts can endure long missions. They can study weather patterns and don't have to worry about human life being lost. So if the drone goes down, who cares? Right?
Or let's say this is where they're being used a lot in local law enforcement.
Yeah.
Let's say you have a standoff situation.
Uh-huh.
And they have these little drones. I mean, they're kind of like you buy at the Brookstone store where it's just a small helicopter thing.
Yeah.
With a camera on it, and they fly up over top of the area, assess the situation from above, maybe look at the compound, and they can bring it back down.
Yeah.
Right. First, listen to that. It doesn't sound like I have a problem with that.
Nope. I thought I'd start this out by giving you a couple of examples where these things have been used for good.
Sure.
All right. And they can, I think, do a world of good.
But then there's that line in the sand.
That's right. the sheriff's office, the police office, some of the regional county, their county sheriffs, that kind of stuff, are eager to use these things. However, there are people who are getting upset about the fact these things seem to be everywhere. And so in Oregon, there's a proposed bill that requires anybody who operates a drone, whether it's the police or somebody just doing it for fun, you got to get a license from the Department of Aviation. A bill introduced in Indiana wouldn't let a news station use it over traffic or let law enforcement use it unless they were connected. The police station was connected with a search party to, let's say, look for lost hikers, that kind of stuff. The ACLU is all over this. So there's a bill in Oregon, Indiana. Let's see, Nebraska's got a bill.
Yep.
That will not allow law enforcement to gather evidence or information using drones unless it's a terrorist threat.
You got to get a warrant.
Virginia, where you are, Richie.
Mm-hmm.
This bill went to the governor's desk last week to propose drone restrictions. They would exclude search and rescue, but otherwise you can't use them. A bill proposed in Massachusetts, where I am this morning, would require police to get a warrant before sending out a drone to collect aerial photography or thermal data as part of a criminal investigation. So the ACLU is all over this. A lot of people are all over it, and as well they ought to be, because the abuse of this thing, this technology can be so badly abused. We have privacy laws for a reason in our country, and this using this technology runs roughshod all over privacy issues. You want to go skinny dipping in your backyard? I go out naked in my pool all the time. You think I want some damn drone riding around here looking at me in my skivvies or not anything on?
You think the drone really wants to look at you?
I don't know, but it could. Somebody could have a private, could be private zone, private drone.
Hey.
Some guy's trying to get a shot of me to put it on YouTube or something, or put it up, post it. Let's say I want to be naked outside with...
Who's to say that it wouldn't even be government use of drones?
Yeah.
What if, okay, like right now we see the Google mapping car driving all around, all over the place, setting up maps.
That, they're running into trouble because they're doing that now, too.
So, but it provides a service for us, a convenient service. Who doesn't use their GPS anymore?
I don't use it.
Well, you don't. Well, you do.
How do I use a map, Google Map?
You use Google Maps. Right. You print it out. So whether you print it out or whether you use it on your handheld device or your vehicle device, you use it. Mm. And we all like it, and we all depend on it. Now, what's to say they don't put this eye up in the sky and just start taking pictures and doing the topography that way? And there's so many slippery slopes that this thing could take, and then the next thing you know, bam.
Bam!
Everything you do is on a camera somewhere.
I don't want people, they have no right to fly over my house and take a picture of me naked in my pool.
Stop that.
They don't.
People are eating breakfast now. Come on, man.
Nothing wrong with me being naked in my pool. No seeing me naked in the pool.
Yeah, what he said.
No to that. Nine.
I'm down with that. I don't want to see Doug naked in his pool.
Right. So now we'll have a neighborhood protest. No seeing Doug naked in his pool. Film at 11.
Yeah.
Or not film. No film at 11. Right. I'm not going to bring Meredith into this, but I was thinking it just isn't right under the circumstances for you to, you should expect, it's your property. You should expect to have privacy on your property.
Well, here's the deal. Okay. For you and I, it's different because we live in populated areas.
I don't live in a populated area. Well, I do in California.
Sure you do.
I don't here.
I
live around.
You're 30 minutes from the biggest cities in the country.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Okay. It's in Boston. You're outside of Boston. I'm outside of Washington, D.C. by 25 minutes.
Right.
Now, a large majority of the country doesn't live in New York, Washington, Seattle, L.A., you know, all this kind of stuff. They live out in more rural areas and don't have to worry about as much as you. I mean, I look up there. I always see a plane up somewhere. Oh, I look at my office, my window, there's a government helicopter flying all over the place. You can't swing a dead cat without hitting some kind of military helicopter flying around here in Washington, D.C. airspace. But out in, you know, Central America, do you really have to worry about that as much as we do?
I'm worried about a myriad of things. That isn't one of the things I want to be worried about, thanks. No, no, no. How much more clear does it have to be? No. No, no. Okay, now there's another one.
As we get more used to this stuff, it just...
There's a couple of stories about flying in addition to the drone that I'm going to bring into our focus in a few minutes. Right now, I want to think about how you're looking, Richie.
How's your hair? Actually.
Richie's hair is actually... He's got a good hair.
My hair is fine. Yeah.
A lot of women now are worried about thinning, weak, and tired hair. You see a lot more women these days who have bald spots. Have you noticed that in the last 4 or 5 years? How many more women have thin hair than used to be the case? Thinning hair is a result of aging follicles. There's a new product called Provia, P-R-O-V-I-A, Richie. Mm-hmm. Provia strengthens your hair follicles, gives you stronger, fuller, more vibrant hair, like nothing that has ever been on the market before. And it works for both men and women. You've suffered perhaps with thinning hair for years. Now, you can join the thousands of people who are using this scientific breakthrough and see the amazing results for yourself. Thinning hair? Call 800-525-8319. Simple. When this thing has, by the way, no side effects, none. There's nothing so easy to use. It's called Provia. It's a serum, all natural. You'll get compliments everywhere as your hair looks thicker, more beautiful. And by the way, if you don't like the product, get your money back. Call 800-525-8319. Provia at 800-525-8319. Get a free month supply with your order when you mention Doug Steffen. Provia risk-free and a free month supply at 800-525-8319.
Discover Card Cashback Concierge here.
Cashback Concierge? I have a concierge?
I know, it's exciting.
Wow, wait, what is a Cashback Concierge?
Oh, well, there's lots of ways you can get cashback from Discover. I'm here to help you get the most bang for your buck. It's personalized, we won't try and sell you anything, and it's free.
Free? I want that.
Yeah, you do. High five me through the phone.
Yeah. I did it. Did you actually do it?
Oh, I did. I totally did.
Good.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Cashback Concierge. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
If you're lost in a
home, or you're sinking, it's more than just your address.
Carry on.
It's the place you fall in love with over and over again.
Carry on, carry on.
HGTV wants to see photos of what home means to you. Your friends, your family, your pets, and favorite neighborhood hangouts. Share your best photos with us, and you might see them on HGTV. Tag your photos with hashtag LoveHome on Instagram and Twitter, and share the love with HGTV.
Hey, are you all set for your fishing trip?
Mm-hmm.
Did you pack the beer? Wait, is that some Twisted Tea I see in the back of the car?
Come on, Twisted Tea.
Yeah, I can see why. Twisted Tea, realized tea taste with a K?
I don't know. One of the guys must have snuck it in there.
Oh, come on. I bet you're craving the realized tea taste of Twisted Tea.
I know.
It's so refreshing.
It is.
It's so smooth.
It's pretty smooth.
But if you want me to take it out.
Hold on to it. We might have one or several.
Twisted Tea, realized tea taste with a K.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help for my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Baa Black Sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Discover Card.
Yes, hello, good sir. I am what you might call a food connoisseur, and I'm curious. Is it true I can get 5% cash back right now at restaurants?
That's right, every time you dine.
Ooh, I do like just about everything from duck confit
to corn dog cone ketchup.
Uh-huh, all food should be served on a stick.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Get 5% cash back and up to $1,500 in purchases at restaurants now through March. Sign up for 5% and get more details at discover.com.
All right, we have 21 after the hour, Richie, do we not? If not mistaken.
We do, Dudley.
It means we have to pause for your local station's announcements.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use EscapeHarassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to EscapeHarassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's EscapeHarassment.com. Remember, Escape Harassment works.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
A group called Weather Report. I wanted it to establish itself because there are a lot of people who remember Weather Report from the 60s, late 60s, early 70s. It was during the golden era of the golden child, right? The San Francisco flower in your hair bunch. And this was just another. What happened to the music? Did it go away?
No, that's right there.
You don't like it?
Before,
I asked you about them, did you ever heard of them before?
You know, I've heard of the band, but honestly, I don't remember this song.
Really?
But I do remember the band, The Weather Report.
Uh-huh. But it was mostly jazz. It wasn't the same kind of shtick that you get from the usual San Francisco types, if you will. And the reason,
more of like a funk jazz.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. And the reason that I brought them around to our attention at this point in time is that they have started a crowdfund. They are crowdfunding to rejuvenate. There's a group of people who are big Weather Report. With all of these bands, I mean, we were talking about Pink Floyd earlier. It wasn't making a difference what era, what group. More often, though, it happens with groups, Richie, I think, than it does individual
artists.
Individual artists.
Yeah.
It's not the same kind of work that has been done. Anyway, this crowdfunding effort, you can go, I think, I have to go back and find the right place for it. I know that it's in one of the crowdfunding, it's like Indiegogo or someplace like that. You can, as a matter of fact, I'm pretty sure it's on Indiegogo. And this is a Kickstarter. They're looking to raise money to bring the band back and help it to go back on tour.
Why not?
As it were. Yeah.
I mean, if you need some front money and you've got a fan base, why not ask that fan base? Hey, listen, help us get the tour up and running, and in exchange for that, you will get a free ticket.
Well, yeah, you get tickets and all kinds of things, depending on how much money you pledge. Yeah, right, exactly. I think this is it. I mean, I'm very excited about our foray into crowdfunding. We're going to announce on the Good Day program Tuesday our leap forward, if you will. I've learned over the course of the winter an awful lot about this thing. It's helped a lot of business in its infancy. And the government last year, I think early last year, maybe year before, end of the year before, but it's been less than 2 years, sort of as a way to try to get the economy boosted, bumped up, whatever, has come up with this idea of crowdfunding and making it a way that you can do something without having to go to the banks, because we all know the banks are holding on to their money. And so especially small businesses, people have ideas. You heard me talking earlier about the young girl who raised $16,000 with a Kickstarter campaign over the weekend so she and her brothers could go to camp. They were looking for $800 or $900. They got $16,000. So, you know, and these people have the same thing. It is an amazing reality. It really is. And something I'm happy to be learning about and participating in. 28 past the hour here on Good Day.
Quite often we find ourselves thinking, we should have done things sooner.
I love that we took this vacation.
I know. We should have done this a long time ago.
Sooner is just better than later. And now you don't have to wait till later to own the car of your dreams, thanks to a surprisingly affordable certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Each of our certified pre-owned vehicles undergoes an exhaustive process of analysis, inspection, and reconditioning until it meets the uncompromising standards of a Mercedes-Benz. Plus, every one is available with an optional extended limited warranty for up to 7 years or 135,000 total vehicle miles. And now, with 3 months of Sirius XM satellite radio. And your certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz is available only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Visit today for exceptional financing.
The sound of small business getting busier. Can you tell which one is using AT&T? Truth is, they all are. Because businesses of all kinds can find AT&T customizable plans that fit their exact needs. Whether it's broadband, mobility, or nationwide voice, at AT&T, we can help your business get humming.
I need more receipt paper, please.
Call 1-855-877-4288 today and ask about special offers available for new small business packages. AT&T, rethink possible.
If you have gout and think a few attacks a year are all you have to worry about, think again. Fact is, gout can attack silently, even between flares. You may not feel it, but gout's root cause, high uric acid, can allow crystals to continuously form and build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. Get more information at goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh, raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault. 20 sea varieties for only $37.95. Tattler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Good Day rolls right along, celebrating its 25th year.
So today, it's got to be a good day. Today, it's gonna be a good day. Today, it's gonna be a good day. Today,
good day. Good day. You can go to DougStephan.com. You want to see what it looks like when we're doing our program together? Richie's here. I'm there.
We're all over
Kenny
the place.
Someplace. There's a video underneath our crowdfund news block. You'll see a picture of me sitting in front of my microphone. That's the same microphone I'm using right now to talk to you. And you can watch for a couple of minutes as we all do our thing. People love to look at these sorts of stories, so you can see for yourself what it looks like as we're doing our program together with some, a couple of serious stories, a couple of silly stories, I think, that are part of that broadcast. So check it out, right-hand side of the homepage at DougStephan.com. Our video of the day, right next to my picture, is actually a young woman. This is fun.
These are great. I love these things.
Now, this is a woman who didn't get to go home for vacation, so she thought she'd try to cheer herself up by dancing around people who did. So she was at LAX, Los Angeles Express Airport.
Would you get this?
She danced to music in her iPod that nobody else could hear. And if you look at the video, you can see she's having a pretty good time, even though nobody else seems to be paying much attention. That's perfect, LAX. Nobody pays any attention to anything except get me off the plane and get me out of here and get me to my car or get me into a taxi or get me onto a bus.
And it's not like she's being shy about it. She's weaving in and out of the passengers waiting for their tickets, dancing all around
just
them.
Like just like nobody else is there. But this is so... I go in and out of LAX, twenty-four, twenty-five times a year, probably at least, if not more. It is actually my favorite airport in this country. It is, I find it to be a breeze. You get in, you get off the bus, or you put your car away, and you get on to the escalator, you go up to get checked in. I use American. I find it to be extra. I mean, it's so much better than most of the other airports that I use, especially when I think about the horrors of some of these humongous airports that you walk forever to get to the gate or to get out of that damn Denver airport. Hartsfield in Atlanta, what a nightmare. I was about to use GD together. Orlando is the worst horror story in the country. It is a horror story.
Orlando's tough. When we go to Disney, that's a fun one.
All right, so speaking of
this video,
yes. It was posted December 31st, 2012. It has
how many?
5 million 300,000 views.
Right. There you go. Rumor is that starting next year, the FAA is going to loosen restrictions on your use of electronics on the airplane. Do you know why or how this happened? Anybody want to take a guess?
They got sued.
Well, pretty close to it. That's very close. How many of you bring iPads on the plane with you, and you're told by the flight attendant it's dangerous to navigation, so you have to turn it off, right?
Well, they've blown that out because now they offer Wi-Fi up in first class.
So no.
How can they?
No, that's not the reason. No.
What?
Starting last year, late last year, all pilots on Southwest were given iPads. They are flying the plane with iPads. American is going to, as they merge with U.S. Airways, offer every pilot an iPad. And so is apparently United and many of the foreign airlines. Southwest, though, started it. And they just it's so amazing how ridiculous these rules are. The government gets so far behind in things like this. The pilots using iPads, so how can you tell the passengers they can't use them when they're using them in the cockpit? It's craziness.
You're right.
Okay. Speaking of that, one more item. The FAA is going to close 149 air traffic control towers because of the 2% budget cuts. So because of that, you're traveling. You'll be inconvenienced at 189 air traffic control towers. That is the ones located in, they said, don't worry. It isn't going to include any communities where there's a lot of traffic. There'll be no danger from this decision. Why do they have to close any? Why can't they find 2% waste somewhere else? You think that there isn't 2% waste in the transportation budget? You think every penny that's in the transportation budget is used properly?
It's so ridiculous. It's
what
so
a
crazy
joke. It is a damnable.
Now, I mean, you're a lot closer to this than I am. Closing down smaller terminals in rural areas. Do we really need those?
Maybe not. Maybe not. There are other forms of transportation to get in and out of, like, State College, Pennsylvania.
Well, but from what I understand, the pilots are pretty much left on their own when they go into these smaller airports.
Right, you've got to figure your way in and out. If it's snowing, forget it. You're never going to get in. They won't go. They won't even go there.
So, I mean, they just keep their eye to the sky, look down at the runway, and go, okay, I'm clear.
Yeah, right.
It's not like there's 47 planes.
You're on your own, Fred.
Circling above, waiting for a landing. You know, exactly. It's okay, Billy Bob's
like
coming
LAX.
In on the North 40. Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and land here.
Paul Gregg, who runs a company called Raw Foods International. Wait till you hear about the taste story that he's created with his raw juices coming up here on Good Day.
Baa, black sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Discover Card Cashback Concierge here.
Cashback Concierge? I have a concierge?
I know, it's exciting.
Wow! Wait, what is a cashback concierge?
Oh, well, there's lots of ways you can get cashback from Discover. I'm here to help you get the most bang for your buck. It's personalized, we won't try and sell you anything, and it's free.
Free? I want that.
Yeah, you do. High five me through the phone!
Yeah! I did it. Did you actually do it?
Oh, I did. I totally did.
Good.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Cashback Concierge. Get the new IT card at Discover.com.
As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service
Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
If you're lost in a zone,
home,
or you're singing,
it's more than just your address.
Carry on.
It's the place you fall in love with over and over again.
Carry on, carry on.
HGTV wants to see photos of what home means to you. Your friends, your family, your pets, and favorite neighborhood hangouts. Share your best photos with us, and you might see them on HGTV. Tag your photos with hashtag LoveHome on Instagram and Twitter, and share the love with HGTV.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help from my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Ah, the sound of small business getting busier. Can you tell which one is using AT&T? Truth is, they all are. Because businesses of all kinds can find AT&T customizable plans that fit their exact needs. Whether it's broadband, mobility, or nationwide voice, at AT&T, we can help your business get humming.
I need more receipt paper, please.
Call 1-855-877-4288 today and ask about special offers available for new small business packages. AT&T, rethink possible.
All right, so I started drinking.
Hey, welcome to the club.
Maybe not that kind of drink.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty health conscious, as you know. I am careful about what I do with my body, what I put into my body. And even though I am not, I don't like to browbeat people with my own preferences, although you always know what I'm thinking. I also, as I choose things that I'm going to eat, anyone will tell you that I do jump off of the wagon from time to time. Like I went to a bake sale on Saturday and bought a bunch of chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah, but everybody's allowed to jump.
But I rationalize it in my mind because I have these new raw juices that Paul Gregg has been good enough to send my way. I tasted some of them at the the first time I tasted them was in an office in Santa Barbara some months ago, and then I was at the there was a special natural food expo in Anaheim that I went to a couple of weeks ago, and I met Paul there, and I drank some of his raw juices, and I was walking around sampling about everything I could put my hands on, and so I brought this bottle of raw juice with me and used it to sort of balance, Richie. I'm balancing out the things that I might not be putting into my body that are so good with something like raw juices. So Paul is here. He has been working in this area for a long time. The label reads raw with two A's. It's raw juice. How's that, Paul? Pretty good, huh? Raw juices. You like, now you can use that. You can take it with you. Give me credit.
I love it. You got it, Doug.
All right, so this is a combination of fruits and vegetables. And I was saying earlier when I was talking about you before you were here that, in essence, a lot of people don't consider juice or drinks to be food. But, in fact, it's an important food, that which you drink. I mean, I don't know if we can call Coca-Cola food, but it is a drink, but it's not food. So is there a line in the sand here for people to understand the differences between things like raw juices as a drink and things like Pepsi-Cola or Coca-Cola that are, you know, we know they're garbage, but they're just a drink?
Well, at the end of the day, I mean, what we've tried to put together is that healthy, as you said, balance, and that healthy alternative. The opportunity to grab your fruit and vegetables on the go, because guess what? You just don't have time when you're out there living a busy lifestyle. And, so consequently, what we're trying to do is to put something together for the consumers and our customers that gives them that balance, gives them that opportunity to grab something while they're on the go to grab something while they're snacking rather than grab that bag of cookies. You might want to just reach over and grab whatever it tastes, raw juices, and run from there.
All right, but you know as well as I do that heretofore, most of the stuff, I mean, I bought this stuff at Whole Foods and some of the other places, the Co-op in Santa Monica where I go, that has all of these well-known brands, but the stuff, it just tastes awful. So, you know, and it's, we know it's good to blend all these things up and put them, they're green and yellow and all kinds of bright colors. But I'm telling you, there's nothing about carrot juice as far as I'm concerned. It's going to intrigue me enough to drink it. Sorry, it doesn't work. But you've come up with a way of combining some of these things that are good for you and don't normally taste good so that they do taste good.
Yep, and that's the key. I mean, I grew up in an environment where I had a mom that was a dietitian, family of seven kids. She was actually the president of the Minnesota Dietetics Association. And all my life, I heard, eat your fruits and vegetables. And I, and you know, that's how I grew up. I also grew up reading labels to the point where I'd sit in a store, you know, as a 10-year-old kid reading the label, and the store manager would come up and say, hey, kid, put that thing back on the shelf and get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
You know, it just wasn't the type of thing that, that you know, was normally happening. But so what it really comes down to is when you add the word vegetables into the fruit juice, it better taste good.
Right,
and,
exactly.
And that's, I think, what we've really tried to do here is not just get something that's good for you, that's healthy for you, that tastes, you know, that, you know, with the fruit and the vegetables coming in together, it's got to taste great. And that's, I think, what we've done.
All right, if you go to rawfoods.com, Richie, A-A, it's R-A-A-W-F-O-O-D-S.com, you'll see these nine different fruit and vegetable combos. What are some of the fruit and vegetable combos that are most that are the most popular of all of these? You got nine different combos. What are the most popular?
We just came out with one called Strawberry Purple Carrot that's just shot to the top. And the reason that we did that, I actually do the juicing with our president and CEO in his kitchen. And we have a drink that's called Better Beets that is unbelievable.
Better Beets.
For those that like beets.
I love beets.
Guess what? I think in our lifestyle, our mothers stuck a spoon in us with beets, and we either chewed and swallowed, or we said, uh-uh, not going to happen. So, you know, for those who don't like beets, the purple carrot has the same health profile as beets, which is wonderful for reoxidizing your blood after a workout, after a run, or just as a refreshing drink.
I love beets. Beets. So what do you put beets with?
We do a little bit of pineapple, a little bit of lemon, and a hint of ginger on the back end. And, and again, those that love it, just keep coming back for more. But the purple carrot, actually, with the strawberry, has become actually our number one seller because it's got that same profile. It doesn't have the earthy tone of the beets, but it certainly has a wonderful, refreshing taste that goes with it. Believe it or not, we've got a wheatgrass drink, a couple of them actually. One of them with passion fruit, another one with berries, blueberries, blackberries, raspberries, and strawberries. And I like to tell people we made wheatgrass taste good. For those who've had shots of it, some like it, some don't.
Yeah, not my favorite. But, it's good for you, but it's not.
Well,
again,
we take that organic wheatgrass, we freeze dry it to a powder, and then we reconstitute it with the fruits, and it's dynamite. One of our top sellers. We've got a mango with guarana, and I did that. I've got a couple of kids in college. I figured they'd procrastinate like their father.
Mm-hmm.
Come final time, so the guarana has a little bit of natural caffeine in it, but it's a natural drink. So it's not, you know, the key to our juices, they've got sugars, but they're natural sugars, and that your body naturally metabolizes them.
All right, in the interest of time, Paul, the Raw Juice Tour, where are you going with that? You're going around the country. You got this stuff available everywhere now, pretty much. So what's the Raw Juice Tour?
It's been great. We've been out on the road all over the country this weekend up in Orlando at a YouTube convention called Playlist Live 2013. We're heading up to Charleston shortly to go do a Cooper River Bridge Run, which is both a marathon and a half marathon, one of the largest 10Ks in the country, as well. Heading back out to the West Coast, we will be doing a number of things on the West Coast. We will be doing simultaneous shows almost every week throughout the rest of the year.
So here's what you do. You go to rawfoods.com. This is something, those of you who want to drink health, This is what you want. Rawfoods.com, RAAWFOODS.com. And check out if you want to see where they're going to be near you. That's swell. Find out where you can get it. That's more important. And enjoy it. I'll tell you, I'm now converted. Paul Gregg here on Good Day. Thanks, Paul.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Want something different from your detox? Then you want Hemp USA's Microplant Powder for a full body detox. With 7 formulations and 8 different sizes, you will feel and see the difference. And the best part? It's only about $10 a month. Our customers love it, and we ship worldwide. Get the detox difference. Get Microplant Powder from HempUSA.org. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Nationwide show of support for the Postal Service and to save Saturday delivery. I'm David Weiss, and this is news that matters. Postal employees and many politicians teaming up over the weekend to send a message to prevent the elimination of Saturday mail delivery. The Postal Service had previously announced it would go to a 5-day delivery schedule as of early August in an effort to save as much as $2 billion to deal with their huge budget deficit. In cities across the country yesterday, rallies were held to save Saturday delivery. In Connecticut, postal worker Richard Corby said Saturdays are important.
Sometimes if they work, that's the only day they go to the post office. They do a lot of their mailing on Saturday. So it's one of the more popular days of the week and for the customers.
Also attending that rally, Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal, who is in agreement that Saturday delivery needs to stay.
The effect on everyday Americans in their lives will be drastic, but even more so on our business community, which depends on 6-day delivery.
At a rally in Grand Rapids, Michigan yesterday, Patricia Bates, who heads up the letter carriers union in Lansing, said the elimination of Saturday delivery may just be the beginning.
It is a slippery slope. It could be 4 days. It could be 3 days, and we could eliminate the postal service as we know it.
Last week, Congress threw a wrench into the postal service's plans to cut back on delivery, passing a bill that requires 6-day delivery. President Obama has not yet signed the bill. You could say the bill's in the mail. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Hi, folks. Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. With HARP, you may be able to refinance with Quicken Loans even if your home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you get HARPed and start saving. Or if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
It's a new week on Wall Street. Stocks ended last week on a high note. The Dow on Friday up 91 points, closing the week at 14,512. S&P up 11 points. NASDAQ added 22. Checking prices at the pump.
Go ahead, fill it up.
According to the Lundberg survey of gas stations across the country, average price for a gallon of regular has dropped 3 cents over the past 2 weeks. The average for regular at $3.71 as of last Friday. City by city, Chicago with the highest average at $4.10 a gallon. Billings, Montana, the cheapest at $3.33. Business at the box office, a 3D animated prehistoric family film, number one.
I'm Guy.
And this is Belt.
We need to leave immediately.
The world is ending.
What?
The Croods bringing in nearly $45 million in its debut weekend. A bunch of closing notes. First, at sundown tonight, Jews across the country and around the world begin the observance of Passover. The traditional Seder meal is filled with symbolism, recounting the story of the exodus of the Jews from Egypt after generations of slavery. We wish all those observing Passover a Zizan Pesach. NCAA college basketball men's tournament, March Madness. Chances are many of your brackets are busted. Plenty of upsets over the first couple of rounds. We're now down to the Sweet 16. The tournament continues Thursday and Friday. That huge Powerball jackpot from this Saturday night. It topped a third of $1 billion, $338 million. One winning ticket sold somewhere in New Jersey. Not sure exactly where yet. No one has stepped forward yet. But my dad lives in New Jersey, and he's not returning my calls. Finally, remember this from February 2nd?
There is no shadow to see in early spring for you and me.
Punxsutawney Phil's erroneous prognostication that spring would arrive early. It is possible Phil's handlers got it wrong. Early spring? Maybe Phil was trying to tell us no spring. Much of the country, including the Midwest and the Northeast, still dealing with winter weather. And so, a prosecutor in Butler County, Ohio, has issued an indictment calling for Punxsutawney Phil's death. The indictment, of course, is a joke, but calling for Phil's demise? Little harsh, don't you think? Why not just put him under house arrest in his hole with an electronic monitor bracelet on his furry little paw? I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Important medical alert for users of antidepressant prescription drugs. If you or a loved one used certain antidepressant prescription drugs before or during pregnancy, including Zoloft, Depakote, Paxil, Prozac, Wellbutrin, Lexapro, Celexa, or Effexor, and have a child born with a birth defect such as cleft lip, cleft palate, club foot, or other heart, lung, and cranial defects, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation and future medical expenses for your child's condition. Call 800-457-1584 now.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Your referral service.